Are you ready? Then brace yourself. Here they are.
Look out!
The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to episode 140 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How's everyone? Let me introduce myself. My name's Kevin, and I'm the host of this show. I do that because you've probably not heard my voice in quite a while. So sorry for that. I think, as my buddy JD will point out, in one of his submissions for this episode, it was in late July when I last posted, I guess, episode 139. But in my defense, let me say two things. First, I did record an extra mile Jeff Galloway 13.1 edition, right? So I was doing something. And secondly, I am inherently lazy. So there you go. So, I hope your training is going well. The weather, I assume everywhere, is breaking. If you're lucky enough to be in the northern hemisphere, then you're getting rid of some really nasty hot weather and getting some very cool, perfect running days. That's the case here where I'm at. If you are in the southern hemisphere, like a couple of my good friends in Australia, you're getting ready to move. Let me think. This is the opposite, right? Instead of fall, you guys have just come out of your winter, or will be coming out soon into your spring. So once again, should have some good running weather there too. It's all good this time of year, isn't it? No matter where you're at on the planet. So let's see, what's going on with my training? Well, today is a Friday, which is my typical day to work at home. And one thing that affords me is to arrange my schedule so that I can get in some pretty long runs on Friday. Today happens to be what I am unofficially calling my first day of training for the Jeff Galloway 13.1 half marathon that falls on December 13th this year in Atlanta. The reason why is, actually, I have been doing the training for a couple of weeks, but today's the first day where my long run actually exceeds the runs I've been doing anyway. I've got a 6.5 mile long run on the calendar today, and I'm feeling pretty good. I'm coming up on the 3 mile mark of this thing, so almost halfway done, give or take. And so far so good. I'm doing a 1.5 minute run, 30 second walk. My plan, since I really could care less about my pace, which by the way right now is about a 12:25, my plan as I move on and get longer is to change the interval more to a closer to a 30:30 as the real long ones come. You know, later on with, I don't know, maybe 8, 9, 10 miles, I'll back it to a 1 minute run and a 30 second walk. We'll see. In conjunction with these long runs, the nice thing is that as they get longer, the weather should get more pleasant, at least running wise. So that's about it. I've got lots of stuff today to share with you. Lots of submissions. Going back to that I am lazy comment. Some good stuff. I was excited to hear from some newbies. At least one. I know Helen sent me something from Australia. And also, I was excited to hear from some extra milers that I know are listening, but that have just been too busy to submit. And far be it from me to call them out for that. And then, of course, from some of our current regulars. In any case, all good stuff, so let's check it out. A couple of items to talk about at the end, so hang in if you can, please, and we'll chat again at the end. Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, extra milers. This is Susan in South Haven, Mississippi, and sorry, there's an airplane going right over my house right now. I just finished up a pre-dopey challenge training run in the treadmill, on the treadmill, in my warm garage. But I want to tell you about it and how my training is going, and also just sort of check in. I want to thank you for the recent episode. In fact, I'm not quite done listening to it now, but I was just listening. And Kevin, you mentioned something straight from Jeff Galloway, how he suggests after age 40 or 45, somewhere in there, that we should make it a goal to run every other day. Well, I have recently hit the big 4-0, but the thing about that is my chiropractor has actually been suggesting that to me for years, you know, running every other day. And so far I'm really pleased with my dopey training. This was a quote-unquote step back week. You know how those go. So 3 miles. I will never, ever choose the treadmill over the open road, but my husband is traveling internationally now, and I don't really have much of a choice. But I want to tell you the perks of running on this treadmill in this garage. Well, it's 90 degrees outside, and I would never, ever head out running in 90 degrees in the late morning. That's just craziness, in my opinion. So it may be 90 degrees in this garage, but what I am not dealing with is the sun, number one. Number two, I have a fan blowing on me, and that's always a good thing. But actually, you know, I use this fan even when I run in here in the wintertime. But anyway, I guess this is sort of piggybacking 2 episodes ago when we were talking about smarter ways for runners to protect themselves from the sun, and this is one of my ways. And if I wasn't quote unquote forced to use the treadmill for the two week period that we're in, which is how long I will be forced to use it, just like I said on my last submission, beyond the shadow of a doubt, I would be getting out at about 8:30 p.m. after the sun goes down. It's still hot, it's still humid, but there's no sun, and that helps so much. Or super duper early in the morning before the sun rises. So anyway, I just wanted to check in with you guys. I have finished up now my fifth week of Dopey Challenge training. All is well. I've got a very, very long way to go. I'm sort of, you know, essentially using this humongous goal to get myself back into, well, marathon shape, or better shape, running shape, whatever you want to call it. And I love the Galloway plan because, you know, at least initially, it's 3 days a week of running. And that's how it goes throughout the majority of the training plan. There are some weeks that are four, and even a handful that are five, but the other 90% or so are 3 days per week. And like I said, I think it's awesome. I just can't speak highly enough of it. So thanks for all of the submissions. I enjoyed them greatly as I was out here on the treadmill. It just made it go by quickly. And Kevin, thank you for continuing to keep us all out on the road. So everyone, enjoy your extra mile.
Hey there, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is David from Southeastern Mass, and I am out cooling down after a Sunday long run walking my dog. And I had been thinking about the fact that you'd asked a couple of questions in recent podcast episodes. One question was about resting heart rates, and I have two data points for you. So my resting heart rate, and I've done a couple marathons, so I'm in generally good marathon shape. My resting heart rate is in that 43 to 45 beats per minute range. That's pretty consistent when I am in a comfortable place at the start of my day. But I have another data point, and that's my wife is a cyclist, probably equally fit with respect to me. She does many thousands of miles on her bike every year, and her happy place is out on a 50-mile bike ride. Her resting heart rate is in that 59 to 60 beats per minute range. We are generally the same size and shape people, but she definitely has a higher resting heart rate and a higher maximum heart rate as well. So I'm not sure if that's a gender thing. We're about the same age, so that shouldn't be too significant a factor. But when other cyclists see her heart rate, like if they're doing an indoor training ride and they're all on those cycle computer trainers and they see her heart rate, people say, oh my goodness, that's like through the roof. But for her, everything is just, you know, 15 to 20 beats per minute higher at the low end and higher at the high end. Anyway, and actually you had a second question out there, which was about speed work. And for me, speed work comes in two flavors. One is working as hard as you can, so shorter intervals. You know, maybe that's a 5-minute interval or a half mile interval or however people want to break it out. But working at a really high intensity with a rest period in between the intervals of 90 seconds to 2 minutes to kind of get that heart rate down. And then there's the tempo interval. So you're kind of just going a little bit faster than race pace. And usually I like to do those at 1 mile increments and then rack those up. And so you could have a longer cool down in between, but really trying to, during your training cycle, ramp those up from, you know, 3 1-mile intervals to 4 1-mile intervals to up to maybe 7 or 8 1-mile intervals to really kind of get your body used to running at race pace or just faster than race pace. So those are my definition of speed work, and I am curious to hear what other people have to say on that topic. Again, this is David from Southeastern Massachusetts.
Good morning, Kevin. And all the extra milers. Hello.
To see if there's anything else that maybe is contributing.
Hello, dog. Hi, dog. Hello. Hi, dog. Hello, dog. I had to negotiate a woman and her two dogs. I'm running in the forest here, so this is not a time trial. This is just my daily exercise. This is the lower trail of Mount Douglas Creek. I'm running towards my first drink break. I was anxious to send you a submission because I've been so busy just lately submitting daily submissions for Zen Veda that I forgot all about my old buddy Kevin. Hello. For you and your and my friends, this one will be about 3 minutes long. I will switch off the recording when I get past Ash, over Ash. Toyota minivan. Mount Douglas Creek Trail, heading for the public tap. Today I'm testing another two fingers of my disposable gloves. My other two had become threadbare because I used them as wind filters when I'm recording with my Sony. But I figured, what the heck? I've already ruined these gloves. I can take another two fingers off. So I did. And then the elastic band that I've been using for a year and a half broke. Wow. This is an omen. This is a new page in my life. A new wind filter, new elastic band. Anyway, you've heard me drinking from the tap before, so I will spare you that and just wish you a wonderful day and keep cheerful and don't make excuses for not training. We've heard them all.
Greetings, fellow Extra Mile Podcast listeners. It's been a while since I did a submission. This is Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, and today I'm south of Silver City, Iowa. Today's a bike day. Got back from a week-long vacation. First one that we have taken in I don't know how many years, but we finally did. And I think I ran 1 7-mile run, and then the next day a 5-mile run. And I think I did 5 miles on a recumbent bike in one of the hotels, and that I can't stand those things. But that was the extent of the exercise for a week. So any aches and pains that I had going in, I don't have now. Time heals, as they say. But interesting, on the way, on the bike ride, on the way down here past Silver City, I'm at the 12.5-mile turnaround spot for a 25-mile bike ride, which equates to a 10-mile run with zero impact on your joints. And at 64, those joints feel that impact. I listened to, I think before I left, right before I left, my last run, the last episode came out. And it was interesting. I got to listen to it, my last run before I took off. But there was a guy from, I think his name was Dave, from southwestern Massachusetts, somewhere up there in Yankee country. Oh, God, I mean Boston Red Sox country. Excuse me, Steve. Anyway, he cracked my name that he enjoyed listening to my rambling updates and stuff. So it's always nice when a listener cracks your name, knows that maybe all this talking to yourself that you do is not just in vain. But I digress, which I always do. But that was nice to hear that. And also, I can't remember the other guy's name, but he was 73 years old, and he was talking about his running, and that's great. That's great. I like to hear from my fellow golden years runners. That's great. On the way down this morning on the bike, I'm listening to Kevin Unplugged, where he is talking about his diet. Very interesting. See, Kevin, I do pay attention. very interesting, the way you're doing that, because that's kind of basically how I do it and how I've done it for 40 years, and it works. I have often threatened to write a book, a diet book, and it would be a bestseller, and it would be one sentence long. Burn more calories than you take in, you'll lose weight. It's not that complicated. And the way you're doing it is the way I've done it for 40 years, and it works. I don't eat breakfast. Coming back in the car from our trip, I was listening, and I heard a report about a study that they did where three different groups, one did not eat any breakfast, one ate a certain kind of breakfast, another ate another kind of breakfast, and the group that ate no breakfast lost more weight than the other two groups. So, you know, this myth that you have to have breakfast to get your metabolism going, baloney. I get up, have a cup of tea, go run 10 miles, ride 25, 30 miles on a bike. I don't eat anything until I eat lunch. Yeah, so, you know, snacks after dinner, yeah, obviously, those are calories, but simple. It's just simple math, like you said, Kevin. Simple math. Calories in, calories out. Take in more, you're going to gain weight. Burn more, you're going to lose weight. The problem with diets is people can't stick with them. You know, a 500-calorie a day deficit is 3,500 calories a week. That's 1 pound. Somebody that needs to lose 20, 30, 40 pounds, they cannot stick with it. So that goes around to my other convoluted way of maintaining weight, and that is every year, and I've done this for the last at least 15 years, every year during the summer months, June or July usually, I want to get on that scale, and I want it to touch 130 pounds. I'm not a very big guy, 130 pounds. And if I can do that, I never get too far out of line. Come fall, when my miles decrease, because I really never change my eating too much. I will a little bit in the summertime when I'm trying to make sure I can touch that 130 mark. But in the fall, start of the wintertime, I'll probably gain 2 or 3 pounds, you know, and people are saying, geez, 2 or 3 pounds, big deal. Well, you know, then I'll, you know, start ramping up miles and exercise and stuff and touch that 130 pounds sometime in the summer. And I never, ever, ever get too far out of line. So I enjoyed your Kevin Unplugged. I thought it was pretty good. And I don't think you're out of line at all in terms of what you're doing and how you're trying to do it. So I'm rambling on, taking up too much time, and in all honesty, Kevin, if you want to cut it, throw it on the cutting room floor, edit it out, I don't have a problem with it. It's your podcast. Appreciate everything everybody does in terms of their submissions. One of the better podcasts around. So, fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners, this is Jim, south of Silver City. Got to get back on the bike and head back. 12.5 more miles to go. Talk to everybody later. Stay safe. Hope your training goes well for your upcoming events this fall. We'll talk to you down the line. See ya. Bye.
Hey, everybody. How's everyone doing? I appreciate you all very much, the Extra Mile podcast community. I have been keeping up with you over the past year, even though you haven't heard from me. This is Dwayne from Lancaster. Just saying hello again. I haven't disappeared off the face of the earth, although I guess I have in a way. But I'm finally getting back to you guys. And hopefully my submissions have some value for somebody. It's just like, you know, just like the rest of you, I want to tell my story, as much of it that's interesting. And you know what? I sit here and I'm recording one file after another, and I'm realizing I cannot keep this thing under 8 minutes. And it's excruciating for me because I want to be, see, now as I'm pausing, it's getting longer. I want to be tolerable with the length. Okay. So let me just make this one about where I've been. I've been away for about a year. So those of you that have just started listening to the podcast, hi, I'm Dwayne, and I hope to hear from you and meet some of you at some point. It's hard to do. I know in December I have my chance at the in Atlanta, I guess it is. So I'll keep that in mind and see if I can make it happen. But in the meantime, I've been out for about a year with some back issues. I had in my last run event was the Bird in Hand Half Marathon here in Lancaster. Hi, Nate. Nate Wagner was there with me. He's running it again this coming Saturday. Today is the 5th of September. And Nate, by the time you hear this, you'll be done. Great job in the race, by the way, I think. Geez, I might have to apologize for that if it didn't go so well. Anyway, I'm planning on going out and supporting you and your friends if I can swing over there, because that would be the least I could do. Anyway, I had stopped running after that race because of some plantar fasciitis or some sort of a heel issue that was discouraging, and I just kind of hung the shoes up through the rest of September and October, and sometime in October I had some sort of a tweak in my lower back, which I'm very familiar with over the years. And this one just knocked me out for 6 months. I was in steady pain with leg pain. I know Mark from New York submitted a few episodes ago. He had an eerily similar situation, Mark did. His was treated nicely with some steroid shots. Mine needed the surgery, which is not my first time getting surgery. And when I've had the surgery, it's been very successful, and this was no exception. I came out of anesthesia, and I knew that I had my sanity back again in terms of pain, and I was so thankful for it. So I just got over the incision pain. The doctor said when he saw me, the surgeon said there was no other way to treat this. It was not going to come unglued from my sciatic nerve, that disc material that had burst out. He said he had to get in there, cut it loose, and get it off that nerve. So my back feels great. I'm back to running again. And I just kind of set a goal for myself to do a half marathon in the fall. And so I started searching for half marathons within a 200-mile radius of my house. I want to do something different and unique and not the same ones. And the Ocean City, New Jersey popped up as I looked scanned through the choices. I said, oh, that's where we went all our lives. In fact, Kevin and his family were there a few years ago for vacation. And we go there all the time. And I said, oh, my wife's planning a weekend in September. We got friends from Boston coming down to join us at a house that we're renting there. I said, that's too bad. I didn't know ahead of time. We could have planned it around. And I look at the date, and it's the exact same date that we're going to be there for our family vacation. So I have this little fun vacation run in September, and you can put it on the calendar, Kevin, if you think of it. September 27th, Dwayne is running the Ocean City, New Jersey Half Marathon. Coming off of surgery, March 31st, I had surgery. Just getting back in shape all summer long as I can. And so I'm hoping to be in good health and to really nail that half marathon the best I can. The course looks great, Kevin. It's going to run partway across the bridge over the bay and then back again, then up and through the town and out on the boardwalk, of course, for several miles. It's going to be a good race. I'll let you know how that goes. Probably my next submission, you're going to hear how that goes. I got so many other things I'm going to talk about, but every time I try to talk about something else when I submit, I'm looking at 8 to 10 minute submission, and I can't have that. I want to be one of the shorter guys for you. So I'll leave it at that. Appreciate all of your submissions, And I look forward to hearing from some more of you, some new people. And again, I'll keep you informed as to how I'm doing too. But so it's Dwayne, he's back, and he's going to give a shot at a half marathon. And I've always been able to, like, for me, my personal goal is to keep my half marathons under 2 hours. When I'm feeling really good, I'm going to really push for much better than that. But if I'm not feeling real good, just trying to tuck under that number is all my goal is. So I'm pretty much on track for that. I had a great tempo run earlier this week. I had a real good 10-mile run this morning, which I've been leery of because of the long distances. I've had trouble in this humidity, and I was hoping I could even do 13 miles. But today's 10-miler felt pretty darn good out on the rail trail. And I've kept a decent pace, too. So I feel fortunate, thankful that I'm in better shape. And just wanted to let you guys know that I'm still around. And look forward to being part of the community again. Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Hey there, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania. And I am recording a submission for you. I just got finished listening to the last episode of the Extra Mile podcast, and I, of course, was not on it because I did not send in my submission. So I figured out, let me just fix that. For what's the next one? Episode 140? 130? Pretty certain it's an even number anyway. Oh well, either way, it doesn't matter. Welcome to the dog days of summer, folks. Today's August 5th. When I am recording that, you can hear the cicadas in the trees nearby. Because it's time for them be doing their little song. And we're having a pretty decent summer this year in South Central PA, otherwise known as the Susquehanna Valley. We've had a couple of warmish days, but not a lot. Certainly not as many as we're used to. And today, I think we're going to get into the mid-80s, but our humidity is not going to be where it's been past couple of days, so should still be comfortable. That's good. So I'll throw out a couple of shout-outs while I'm thinking about it. Hello to my buddy and fellow marathon maniac, Mr. Derek Ralston from Oroville, California, the marathon journey guy. Appreciate the shout out in your last episode posting, whatever we're calling that. That was nice. And I did get a chance to look over your setup. And that's pretty impressive. It's a pretty impressive little studio you have to do your recording. I, on the other hand, am what my buddy Carlos Castillo, as you know, is the running jackal, referred to as a gorilla podcaster. So, hit and run. That kind of podcasting. So all I'm doing this with is a Sony voice recorder, a little bit of foam over the mic to cut down any inadvertent wind noise that would obscure my voice. And we're going. So that's it. You get to hear everything else that's going on around me. You get to hear me if I'm tongue-tied. You get to hear me if I'm thinking out loud. Like I said, Gorilla podcasting. And that's the way my podcast, The Seeker, works. So, there it is. Some of them are sure I've stopped over to listen. And for that, I thank you. So, what else? Training-wise, well, my training is going as expected. What's that mean? Well, in March, I started a master's program, and so I lost a lot of free time that I used to have for running. So instead of going out and doing, you know, 8-10 miles per run for base runs, they're kind of like somewhere between 3 and 5 now. Today's going to be a 3-miler, because I just have a ton of things that I got to do. So, but I want to get my runs in, so, you know, you just kind of make do with what you got. You know, and by next December, I will have graduated and I can go back to my usual routine. But, you know, it does have an impact. Like I said, I had done 18 months in a row where I was running at least 100 miles. And now I think I'm going to be happy if I average 80. So, a bit of a hit there. And also, most of my miles are just kind of maintenance kind of miles. No special training stuff, no speed work, no long runs. Just get out, keep everything moving, at least for right now. Which means I'm not really sure what my next marathon's going to be. Don't think it's going to be this year. I don't know if I'm going to have time to train for one this year. But I guess I'm glad I got the 3 in before March that I did. I am scheduled to be at the 13.1 in December, and I hope to see as many of you as are able to come. It was a lot of fun last year, and if I can make it a yearly event, I'd like to. It was that good last year. So, what else? Well, this being August, this is the month that our fellow runner, Mr. Adam Tinkoff, is doing his Zen Veda challenge. And for those of you who don't know, it's a challenge to vlog every day in August. Now, Adam's opened this up so that if you don't really feel like doing a video blog, i.e. vlog, you can also do an audio blog or podcast episode and just include that. I think pretty much his idea is for people to just join in and put out as much content as they're able. I was hoping to join in that, but for those of you who listen to my podcast, you're aware that one of the other hits that has happened from school is I have a lot less time to do podcast shows. So, those have also been much more spread out. So I kind of wanted to join into the fun of Zen Veda, but now just isn't the time. So I will make my way over to the website and see how much of the content that people are putting up I can catch up with. So if that's you, I look forward to seeing your submission there. All right. Speaking of submissions, that's all I got. Since I don't want to copyright or step all over Kevin's usual sign-off, I will just adapt the verbiage and wish you a pleasant supplemental 5,280 feet. Take care, everybody.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is David from southeastern Massachusetts with a training update. I am a couple weeks into my training program for my November 1st marathon and found myself out this past Tuesday morning doing some speed work. And it was one of those days where you think to yourself, red skies at night, sailors delight. Red skies in morning, sailors take warning. The sun had just peeked briefly under the cloud deck from the east, obviously, and the sky was like kind of this brilliant red, but only ever so briefly. And it was kind of one of those gray, humid, you know, probably 99% humidity days to start. And I thought, no big deal, been out in the rain, not a worry. So 3.5 miles into my 5-mile run, the skies open up. And this is the same storm that knocked out power for a couple 100,000 people in Rhode Island, knocked down a bunch of trees, dropped some hail in the Boston area. And, so I was 1.5 miles from home, and it didn't go from, like, mist to light rain to storm. It just went full-blown storm as soon as it started. We got about 1 inch of rain in 1 hour, nonstop lightning and crazy wind. So anyway, I wanted to advise folks that if you do see red sky in the morning, that would be the right time to check the weather radar and see if something's headed your way, because that was the first question I got when I got home was, didn't you think to check the weather before you came home, you went out for your run? And I walked in the door looking like a drowned rat and actually needed 2 towels to dry off. So anyway, that is your weather update from southeastern Massachusetts. Enjoy your extra mile.
Hi, Kevin, all you extra milers. This is Nate from Harrisburg, the long-lost runner. I am chilling here with my 3-month-old, actually 4-month-old daughter, and I wanted to send a report to Kevin, much long overdue. So I have not been running very much recently. That's to say the least. It's been 1 or 2 times per week for the past good while. And it's been challenging just to get to make sure that I'm doing what I need to for as a dad. So I had to reached out to Kevin and Dr. Amanda, and they reminded me to touch base with Chris Twiggs. So I sent him a text, and he told him what the situation was, and I'm training for Bird in Hand again, year number three, and I have just not been prepared. So, I sent Chris a text, asked him, hey, how can I do this? And so he responded back and said, walk 9 miles and run walk four. And I, through talking to Dr. Amanda and Kevin, they suggested a 30-30. Hadn't done that really very regularly, so that was a good different experience. So we did that, and I did it. It was just under 4 hours. It's a really long time to be out there. I got up at 4:15 and got out there, started at 5, went from 5 pretty much until just a little before 9. So it was awesome. I saw a great sunset or sunrise. I saw some sort of planet out there. I don't know if it was Mars or what. and saw the Harrisburg skyline, and also I saw three buck, just little guys, and I saw a groundhog that was really close too. So that was interesting. But overall, I'm at a couple hours after this walk and then run walk, and I did a half marathon, technically 13.2 miles, and I did some hills, and I did have a friend for a good part of it, but it was just so wonderful, and I'm grateful to be back at it. In 2 weeks, I have September 12th, I have Bird in Hand half marathon, and on Tuesday, before this comes out, I will be turning 35. So, looking forward to my birthday run too. So, just a quick update. I hope you guys are doing awesome, and thanks for everything. Have a great day, guys. Nate from Harrisburg. Bye bye.
Kevin, I had to respond to your 139th Extra Mile podcast this morning when I was listening to it out on my jog when you finished with, "And what value is this podcast to you?" Oh boy, oh boy. Lots of value. Currently, it's Helen. It's Helen from Wollongong, Australia. It's about 80k south of Sydney on the coast. Currently, I've just run, well, not long ago, the Mountain to Mountain, a fundraiser for an organisation called Green Acres, disability organisation, 13.2 kilometres. My son has a disability, he goes to Green Acres, and I ran the fundraiser with my daughter and my husband. It was Mount Kerra to Mount Kembla, beautiful bush, up road was closed, beautiful scenery, gorgeous weather, even though it's winter here, but it was around, I think it was around 16, 17 degrees Celsius. And it was really, really good. It was hard work, though, all the way up, and talk about walk around on pogo sticks for a week afterwards. Currently, my running, I'm using 3:45, but I'm also liking 2:30, so 3 minutes jogging, 45-second walking. But I'm also liking 2 minutes jogging, 30 seconds walking, thinking I'm probably switching more to that. I generally like to get out for a run about three times a week, and on the other days I try and keep active. I'll go on the elliptical. I still might do, say, a 20-minute quick run walk on the treadmill and maybe finish off on an exercise cycle or something. Just, yeah, do like to try and keep active every day if I can. If I can, yeah. Did have a bit of a hiatus from running in 2010. I had a hamstring insertion tear on my right hamstring. It was just niggly for quite a while, and when I did the Sydney Morning Herald half marathon, it felt really sore. I thought, oh no, what's happening here? And it's really painful at the end. So I had learned a couple of really important things. MRIs. I had one MRI. It's fairly standard. Told me what the issue was. No problem. Someone recommended a particular reader of an MRI in Sydney, so I had another MRI done with this person. Oh, what a difference. Just gave me a whole holistic context of my injury. And a big thing for me was finding out I had a very highly unstable pelvis, which I didn't really know, even though I'd had back trouble on sciatica for years and years. I didn't really know that that was the cause. So that was really useful. I had the hamstring operation, which went really well, and also had prolotherapy afterwards, which is where glucose is injected into the joints. And it strengthens it. So there's about 3 or 4 months in between each injection, and it just strengthens up. I had three in my, I think I had four injections on my right side, three on my left. And yeah, boy, what a difference. I virtually have no sciatica anymore, and just such a more stable pelvis. I can sit in comfort, I can garden in comfort, occasionally I'll get a bit of a niggle and I'll just put my pelvic support belt on and it's all okay, but I have no trouble running. I used to have to run with a belt occasionally because my pelvis, yeah, obviously just wasn't right. Yeah, so really pleased that that had sort of happened. Another sort of thing I wanted to respond to was suntan lotion debate, running into your eyes. I go out wearing a hat or a visor and usually sunglasses, But I only put the suntan lotion on for my eyes down. I don't put it on my forehead because my forehead's covered by the hat or the visor. And that seems to work well. I don't, you know, might be a bit of sweat drip into the eyes, but no suntan lotion. So that's quite, I found that really useful. The other thing I was curious about with you guys, earlier this year I went on a low-carb, high-fat diet. This was actually for migraine. I've had migraine since the age of 11. So over 40 years, and it's a thing I manage. But what was recommended was this diet to help stabilise blood sugar, even though I have to say I have been off added sugar for a couple of years anyway. So I read up about it, and it looked like that some runners had had some really good results using this particular diet. So I thought, okay, well, it's worth trying then. My husband decided to try it at the same time. And, oh boy, okay, I did it. I lasted 6 weeks. I think I went into ketosis. To be honest, it took me off the rails. I was really ill. I couldn't, I had a liver-based headache the whole time, virtually the whole time, the whole 6 weeks. And I just couldn't stand it at the end. I just had to get off it. On the other hand, my husband, thrived on it. He lost a bit of weight, he felt good, it seemed to help his running, and he sort of has maintained a similar diet. I had to introduce carbs again, you know, so grains and things. I wonder, ketosis for me, I'm fairly lean, and I just wonder whether that it just didn't suit me at all. I just can't tolerate that sort of extreme. However, as I said, my husband has thrived. So I'm curious to see what sorts of, whether this has worked for any of you guys out there. Currently, I'm much more on a paleo, I guess, approach. Healthy oils, healthy nuts. And I do have a bit of cheese and lacto-free milk. I have a lot more fat than I used to, and I feel a lot better for it, much, much better. It does seem to suit me. Yeah, headaches, still ongoing. I'm pretty good at a management regime now. And no, running doesn't help my headaches. If I wake up with a headache, it's a no-run day. Yeah, so, Kevin, I absolutely love this podcast, and I love all you regular characters out there that submit regularly. Just enjoy it so much. So, so much. So valuable. I think it's invaluable. Kevin, thank you. Over and out, Helen.
Greetings, Kevin and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. It's this Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking in. It is Saturday, the 29th of August, running on Saturday this weekend rather than Sunday, because we got stuff we got to do tomorrow. But just a short little update. Living the boring life of an old retired fart. Did a 7-miler today, right at about an hour, a little over an hour. So speed is starting to come back a little bit, and I'm just real cautious, not wanting to bump the miles up to 10. I think I'll just cruise into the end of the year with 7-milers and start anew once I get on the treadmill and come wintertime. I don't want to take the chance of boogering up my knee. It took quite a while to get it right where it's not bothering me at all, and I don't even notice it or think about it. So no sense of being stupid and injuring it again. Kind of note here, where I park my car and do my running, I run a lot of hills where I park right down from my house here on this Wabash Trace Trail. It's about 4 miles out from the trailhead. So I finished up my run and drinking some Gatorade, and there's a guy and a gal stopped kind of where the trail crosses the road, and they're kind of talking. He's got all sorts of water bottles and a Camelback hanging on him. And so I walk over there and I say, "What's with all the gear you're carrying?" And he goes, "Well," says, "I'm doing a 50 miler today." And I go, "What?" He goes, "Well, yeah, I'm training for a 200 miler. And the lady he's talking to
is doing 30 today because she's training for a 50 miler. So, you know, you do a 7, you do a 10 miler, and, and then you put it in perspective with these ultra racers, and all of a sudden it's not a big deal. But, you know, he's pretty young. We'll see if in another probably 40 years he'd be my age. We'll see if he's out here running. But good for them. Good for them. So, you know, it being the weekend, of course, you see more people out here running and biking. During the week, I don't see anybody. And, you know, the trail is mine, but not on a weekend. And that's fine. It's nice to, every now and then, you have somebody up in front of you, and it gives you a little motivation to try to catch them. Or if somebody goes by you, you try to see if you can kind of keep up with them, which if they're young heart, young legs, you can't. But, you know, like I said, during the week, it's just me and the deer and the turkeys. But, you know, nothing else really to report. I listened to, I started on the latest Galloway edition. Got into that just a little bit into the first interview with Jeff Galloway before I finished up. But then I also, I think, what is it, today? Saturday. So Thursday when I ran, I listened to Kevin Unplugged and got it. Now he's dissing me. Kevin, come on. Dissing me for dissing you about the Buckeyes? The Ohio State University Buckeyes? And then he disses me because I live in Iowa and he thinks I'm an Iowa fan. Well, let me tell you, I was born, raised, lived 60 years in Nebraska, and I am not an Iowa fan. Game day, the Nebraska flag goes up my flagpole. I could care less that I live on this side of the Missouri River. I'm a Nebraska fan. So, you know, you guys are having a little run of excellence right now. And, you know, in Nebraska, we were very familiar with that back in the mid to late 90s when, you know, it was just dominance every game, every season, you know, but things turn. So you enjoy it while you can. You know, Urban Meyer is a good coach. I'll give him that. But, you know, he burnt out in Florida. And we'll see what happens at Ohio State. I mean, the Ohio State University. You know, kind of, we look at, in Nebraska, I still think of myself as a Husker and a Nebraska guy. But, you know, in Nebraska, we think of Ohio. That's kind of where we send our cast-off coaches. That's, you know, that's where we sent Frank Solich. That's where we sent Bo Pelini. You know, when we're done with guys, when they can't get the job done here, we get rid of them. We send them to Ohio. So I don't know what that says, but I guess it says something. I don't know. But anyway, I'll get off of here. And again, everybody, Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, just checking in after a short 7-miler. Kind of a cloudy, cool morning. 50-some degrees. Again, it's just been great. Weather-wise, it's been really, really great. Here goes another running across the road. Guy's just barely moving. But, of course, he's over 4 miles out here, so God bless him. Anyway, we've had a stretch of really cool mornings, and it's kind of curtailed my bike riding because it's just damn cold to ride on a bike, and it's cool. But and I'm a wuss. But next week or this coming week, it's going to be up into the 90s again. So, you know, I'll be back on the bike enjoying those warm mornings. It won't be so nice running, but the heat doesn't bother me. I'd rather run in the heat than in the cold. So that's that. Okay, I'm taking up way too much time, but I had to set the record straight on this the Ohio State University Buckeyes. And I am not a Iowa fan. Mediocre team with a mediocre coach mired in mediocrity. That's the Iowa football program. So I'll probably catch hell from an Iowa listener, but that's okay. Talk to y'all later. Have a great fall, and I'll check in when I can. See you later. Thanks, Kevin, for all you do. And you know I'm just kidding with you. No, not really. Go Huskers. See you guys. Bye.
And if I can offer a postscript to that last post, it is, if anyone is interested in a product review, the X1 armband, which is made for iPhones, the one I have is for an iPhone 5, the X1 armband is unbelievably waterproof. Literally, it looked like I had gone swimming, and my phone was perfectly safe and dry and cozy in its nice X1 armband. So big thumbs up if anyone's looking for a waterproof armband they can use for everything short of an open water swim, and it worked great. Again, this is David from Southeastern Massachusetts.
Hey, guys, it's Dwayne again from Lancaster. Just a quick submission, can't hurt. Brooks Flow, the 2012 inaugural Runner's World Half Marathon, and 55 beats per minute. See, if you've ever seen the Dan Patrick or heard the Dan Patrick radio show, when callers call in, they always give their name, their height, and their weight, followed by the bell. Anyway, I thought that'd be neat. I thought maybe, you know, I think Chris Russell asked us to give our resting heartbeat. Mine measures out at 55 beats per minute. Feels a little high to me, but that's where it's at. I don't know what other people's has been. I haven't heard many people reveal that for us. But I think everybody, when they submit, they should give their favorite running shoe, followed by their favorite race ever or best race ever, followed by their resting heart rate. There, that was my sneaky little second submission. Getting my total time up to now about 7.5 minutes, so I better be careful.
Greetings, Kevin, and fellow Extra Mile Podcast listeners. Once again, Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking in. Today is, it's a Thursday, I know that, September 10th, and did something a little different. This morning, instead of running the hills all the time, where I just ride over the hill from where I live, I park and then get on the Wabash and usually run hills because it's hilly at that point. I came all the way back to the trailhead where the thing starts and ran what I call the flats. Just because every now and then you want to do something a little different. Hills all the time is probably not the best, but anyway, ran the flats. So I went out, 3.5 and back 3.5 for a 7-miler. And, what was the time? Well, it was under an hour, 59 something. So, it was an 8:29 average pace, which, you know, pretty good for me this year. I don't know if I've had any in the 8:20s under 8:30, since I twisted my knee back in April. And, it's been kind of a slow row to hoe coming back. But, I guess that was another reason I wanted to run the flats, because I have been feeling pretty good. And I've been getting a few miles in under 8 in the 7s. I think this last mile today was 7:40 something. So, I guess when you're healthy, you can run a little faster. Duh. Anyway, just check it in. Same old boring reports from me, of course. What am I training for? Nothing. Training for life. That's what I tell people. One interesting thing today is when I got here, the Creighton University cross-country teams, the men's and the women's cross-country teams. From time to time, I'll see them here on the, they do a lot of their runs here on the Wabash from the trailhead. And when I was starting, the women's team was just getting ready, and they started just a little bit before me. And it's like 50-some degrees, and I'm a wuss, so I've got kind of a short-sleeve shirt on. And then women are all half-naked running, and I'm thinking, how in the hell can they do that? I'm freezing. I'm cold with a T-shirt on, a technical T-shirt. They took off down the trail, and then the men's team was coming back as I was going out. And when I finished up, there's one guy left here in the parking lot. The women aren't back yet. And he gave his keys to the coach who goes out with the various teams on a bike. And so he didn't have keys to his car, so he was waiting for the women's team to come back with the coach that has his car keys. Anyway, I said, what'd you guys do today, 10? And he goes, no, we did 14. So they did 14 miles. I said, what'd you do it in? And he goes, 90 minutes, you know, which is down in the sixes. So he says, yeah, he says, we're in pretty good shape. And I said, yeah, I guess. So that was, that's impressive, you know. And I said, well, how'd you do it? And he goes, you know, like he went through what they did, 35 hard, 20 easy, 15 hard, 5 easy. You know, he kind of went through that training regiment, which was kind of interesting. But he started back off down the trail. He has to do more miles because he's got to find the coach with his car key. So anyway, as he was leaving, I wished him good luck with the season that's just starting. And I said, we'll see if you're here 45 years from now. We'll see if you're here when you're 64, 65 years old. And he laughed and said, yeah, he said, I hope to be. So, you know, like I'll be out here running those teams. I've seen them many times, sometimes even high school teams, and they go by you, of course, it's faster than hell. And I'll say, yeah, my God, too fast, and they just kind of chuckle. And I say, young legs, young heart, I remember when. So I guess that's what you do when you get old and slow. But I probably get to getting off the track, getting a little boring for some of you guys. So I will shut up, get out of here. Wish you all luck your fall races. Stay healthy. Stay injury free. And I'll check in as we get a little further into the fall. It is supposed to start cooling down some big time. I think it's Saturday. What is today? Thursday. Saturday is going to be down in the mid 40s here. So that'll be great. I'll still be cold, but that'll be great. It was hot this whole last week, but it's going to cool down. So anyway, I get off on a tangent, and I've started to say goodbye a couple times, but a third time's the charm. Thanks, Kevin, for all you do. Your Buckeyes looked pretty good against Virginia Tech. Even though you were down at half, you could see it was men against boys. I don't know where you get those guys, but, you know, enjoy it while you can. Enjoy it while you can. Take care. See you all later. Bye. Jim from South of Constables, Iowa, checking out. Bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is the long absent Dr. Amanda, now calling from Valhalla, New York, because I finally moved into my new house after a very long summer of closing delays and essentially homelessness, which was really bad for training, bad for mental well-being, bad for parenting my children. But I am now in the joyful stage of unpacking boxes and not being able to find anything. Anyway, I am calling in with a race report. Labor Day weekend, I was in Anaheim, California for my first West Coast Disney race, and I did the Dumbo Double Dare, which is a 10K on Saturday and a half marathon on Sunday. I had a great time. I really had a great time. It was a great escape from all the stress that is my life, and although I was having some stomach issues and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the perfect weekend because of that, overall, it was just a blast. Arrived on Thursday, had a great day Thursday in the park, hung out with friends on Friday, had dinner with good friends. Saturday morning, I ran the 10K by myself. I've been playing around with heart rate training, and I'm trying to figure out how to translate that to a race. It was certainly not my best 10K, but I wasn't running that hard anyway. Just playing around with heart rates, and I really enjoyed it. Great 10K. Saturday night, some friends of ours who are local had us a bunch of us over for dinner. It was great. We had pizza and pasta and all sorts of good pre-race food. Sunday morning, I ran with a really great group of people. We had a blast during the half marathon, stopped and took tons of pictures, just enjoyed the whole experience. I was actually able to keep up, which I was worried about because my training hadn't been so great. So that made me happy. Sunday night, we had a celebratory dinner with 19 people at a really lovely restaurant in California Adventure, and left early Monday morning. So overall, it was really great. I am now training for the New Hampshire Half Marathon the first weekend of October. I live at the top of a very steep hill, so I'm certainly getting some hill training in. I'm sure that will come in handy in New Hampshire. And that's about it. Hope everyone's doing well and enjoy your extra mile.
Well, hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania and the host of the Seeker Podcast, doing another check-in. Why am I doing another check-in? Well, one, I like talking to you guys. I think you guys are a cool bunch of dudes and dudettes. But the other reason is because it has been a heck of a long time since Kevin has put out a podcast, for crying out loud. I just looked. It was the end of July the last time we got something from the Kevmeister. So I'm sure we're going to have one heck of a good story when he returns as to what was going on that made it so long in between podcasts. So, and let's face it, we all look forward to another podcast coming out. So I think, just like me, you're getting a little antsy as the days and weeks tick by and there's still no podcast. Because that's how much we'd like this guy and his podcast. And for that matter, each other. So there you go. Well, I'm walking up the big hill. I'm going to do a 5K training run today. No particular reason other than I'm still breathing. So I guess that's a good opportunity to get a run in. I have a 5K race, and this were a video, you would see me do the air quotes around the word race in order to denote that I use the word race kind of euphemistically. I'm not going to really be doing a whole lot of racing, just more running. I have been uber busy this summer, and my total running has really taken a nosedive. So I am nowhere in race condition. Yes, there'd be more air quotes right there. So I'm going to run. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to get a shirt and some snacks when I'm done. I'm going to go home. That's all it's going to be. So, there you go. What else is new with me, though? Well, here's a start. Let's kick this off. Well, I know many of you know that Kevin is good pals with Mr. Galloway. And I have taken on some advice that Mr. Galloway has put out. And that is for folks who are north of 45 years old that you really should only run every other day. You should give yourself a good 24 hours of rest in between runs. So, and I suppose if you're going to run every day, or 2 days in a row, or 3 days in a row, at the very least, they should not be competitive. Should not be speed work in there. Should not be heavy-duty hill training in there. You know, it should all be very easy runs. So, that's where we're going to be. Oh, look, it's my wife. I might be free for dinner after I finish with my little run here.
Oh, aren't you a nice little dish?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Go and do some.
All right.
You have a good run.
All right. I'll see when I get home. Check that out, huh? You got to meet the wife. That was awesome. Anyway, so I'm going to do this every other day thing and see where I go. Otherwise, the only other race I have this year is the 13.1 with Jeff Galloway in Atlanta on, I believe it's December the 13th this year. It's a Sunday. And I am so looking forward to going. One, because I had a blast last year. And I can't wait to recreate that this year. But also, because I'm going to be there for 2.5 days this time. Last year, I had to get up buku early in the morning, hop a 6 a.m. flight out of Baltimore down to Atlanta, and then hop the MARTA up to the hotel where your host, Mr. Gwynn, met me. And then we went off and had a good time in the city there on a Saturday, and then ran together on Sunday. And I got to meet a number of you last year. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you again this year. And probably even more importantly, I'm looking to meet people for the first time this year. It really is nice to see the faces that goes with the voice. You know, you get to know what people really look like. How tall are they? You know? Are they just as nice as they sound on the podcast? And certainly, my experience from last year on that last question was, yeah, they are. So there you go. I know my buddy Mr. Rosenberg is still debating going to this year's Jeff Galloway. So, if you get a chance, do me a favor. Alright? If you could put in a little submission telling Mr. Rosenberg why you'd love to see him at the 13.1. I want to get as many people together to kind of get this guy to go. One, because I think he'd have a blast. I mean, I'm only speak for myself, but normally I'm willing to run right next to you, no matter what your pace is. And Kevin can vouch for that. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I'll bet you Kevin would be willing to do the same thing. So, it could be the three amigos running, podcasting, and just basically having a good time in Atlanta. So, but I know many of you enjoy listening to Norm's podcast, so do me a favor. Give him a shout out. Tell him why you think it'd be great if he went. And especially if you're going, tell him who you are and how great it would be to finally meet this guy in the flesh. So, there you go. A little positive reinforcement for you there. All right. Well, that's it for my recording here. I'm going to send you back over to Kevin. And until then, until we next speak again, you all enjoy your extra mile. And you know why? Because you're awesome. That's why. Take care.
Greetings, Kevin and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. Once again, Jim from South of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Just sent in a submission already once this week, but I usually don't send in that many. But today, while I was running and contemplating life, which is what you do when you run, I guess, I got to thinking about the lack of submissions from certain individuals that I've come to really enjoy over the years. So, Kevin, this is a request for you to put out the Running Mafia. I know you've got one of those. To sick the Running Mafia onto, let's say, you know who we haven't heard from forever is your co-founder, Chris, from Florida. How about Nigel? From Stafford, or what does he call it? Staffordshire in the UK. Hey, Kevin, you know, like you're just missing in action. You're AWOL. Well, I don't understand this. Maybe he fell in the canal. I don't know. But anyway, we need to hear from Nigel over in the UK. Yeah, another guy. I haven't heard from in a really long time is Dan from Michigan. He used to have a podcast called Running the Golden Years. And of course, me being in my golden years, I enjoyed that podcast. I enjoyed his take and view on running as you get older. So, you know, he quit doing the podcast. And I haven't heard anything from him on this podcast forever. So, hey, Dan from Running the Golden Years, let's get on the ball. Let's get a submission. And there's another guy who years ago used to have a podcast. Can't remember the name of the doggone thing now, but he was a guy that he was in the Air Force back east somewhere. Retired out of the Air Force and moved to Alaska to work. I think he was going to be working an airport in a control tower or something. But he used to have a podcast. Ted, I think his name was Air Force Ted. Haven't heard from him. Is he still alive? Did he get ate by a grizzly bear in Alaska? You know, there's just a lot of guys that over the years. That have been regular guys and girls that would submit submissions to the podcast. But lo and behold, they have become a thing of the past. So, Kevin, Running Mafia, sick 'em. Let's get some more submissions from some of these old timers. That's it for this one. Just got done with a 7-miler. It's Sunday, whatever the Sunday is, the 13th, I think it is. 7-miler, just under an hour, so about an 8:33 average. So happy with that at this stage of the game. Okay, I'm out of here. Till next time. Talk to you later. Jim from South of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Bye.
So there you go, episode 140 of the Extra Mile Podcast. I told you, you guys are so inspirational. You rock. A couple of our friends today mentioned
how it had been a while since they had heard the extra mile. And I'm going to do one call out today because I appreciate when people reach out. Of course, JD mentioned it, and he and I have had our typical text message ribbing about it. But this morning, actually on Fitbit, I got a message from another girlfriend of mine, Kayleen, down in Australia. And she submitted a few episodes ago. Like Helen, she's got one of those darn cute accents that I like so much. But she reached out and just wanted to know if everything was okay. And the odds are remote that I'll ever really meet Kayleen. So to have someone who I only know through this podcast reach out and ask if everything's okay because they haven't heard from me for a while, it's very touching. And I know she's listening. So Kayleen, thank you very much. She and I had a little exchange this morning on our Fitbit apps as well. So what else did I want to touch upon? I know. I think it came up twice. Jim brought it up and Susan brought it up about the whole idea as you hit that 45-year-old mark, Jeff says, every other day. And I started doing that. And I know, for one, I'm feeling a lot better. Susan obviously is, and so is JD. So I was wondering if you guys are doing any of that, or if the three of us are the only ones who are 45 years and older. Probably. Anyway, as the cooler temperatures get here, I am finding it harder to do the every other day thing. I'll just be honest. You know, I get up in the morning and it's 50 degrees and almost no humidity outside. That is a huge pull for me to get out and run. And honestly, I'm probably an 8 out of a 10 at doing the every other day thing as these temperatures. Example today, I'm doing 6.5. But yesterday, I'll be honest, I did a 5.2 yesterday as well. Early in the morning. So I have to do better at that. And as for my buddy Jim James from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, and his ribbing me about my Ohio State Buckeyes, I would like to remind Mr. Jim that I'm not just the host of this show, I'm also the producer.
And I'm a wuss, and I'm a wuss, and I'm a wuss, and I'm a wuss.
Yeah. So the lesson is, always remember, the producer gets the last say. That's all I got. Thanks again for everybody who reached out to me and kicked me in the rear and told me to get going on this podcast. Thanks for everyone who submitted. Especially thanks to you who downloaded and gave us the last hour plus of your lives. I really appreciate it. Thanks also to our friends at Squish Bands, who, by the way, will be coming out with a very, very cool head visor very, very shortly that we'll be checking out soon, too. So that's all I got. Y'all take care, and I promise it won't be a month and a half until we speak again. But until then, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.